Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, December 2nd, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Radio, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Well, the Blue Plate Special, and it's your plates. It gets Orwellier and Orwellier all the time. Portland police want your license plate on their cameras. Civil liberty groups are asking questions about some of the issues that calls into question, and we're certainly going to call some of those issues into question. The Pentagon has approved a record-breaking sale of advanced arms to war-torn countries across the world. Well, I suppose that and democracy are about our only things that we export these days. And although TransCanada's Keystone XL tar sands pipeline has got most of the media attention, the other key border crossing pipeline benefiting tar sands producers was approved late last month, November 19th, by the U.S. State Department, and it's without question as much of a danger to our environment and the nation as a whole as the Keystone XL. Farther afield, Hamid Karzai says the U.S. cutting supplies to put pressure on the push for a so-called security pact is not going to work. Karzai is increasingly seen as a loose cannon and is apparently not the puppet king that he was intended to be. He's got a few surprises up his sleeve for U.S. forces before this is over. First, this from the National Weather Service. Today, showers, highs 45 to 50, mild 5 to 15 west winds, and 90, it'll definitely get some rain today. Tonight, overcast skies, scattered showers, and it's possible we could get some snow because lows are going to be in the down around 30. West wind 5 to 10, and definitely precipitation, whether it will be snow or not, remains to be seen. For tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then sunny skies, highs 35 to 40. And that's it for the conventional forecast. The alternative, the moon is Leaf Moon in Scorpio, a new moon, 29 days old, synodic forecast. They call for leafy vegetables and annuals. Well, that obviously is sprouting things. And you know, if you have a greenhouse, things are growing, though. Things like broccoli and cabbage and that sort of thing. So, take heart. The biodynamic outlook moon in Scorpio, it's a water sign, leafy plants. And sidereal, also noting moon with a moon in Scorpio, they say it's an excellent time for planting, germination, and strong city growth. Though I don't know about in the snow, but nonetheless for sprouting and greenhouse, those are the prospects. And that's it for both your alternative and conventional forecasts. And moving straight into news from around Cascadia. After a holiday, things are generally quiet, or at least quiet as far as what's more or less on the surface. You look a bit deeper and things are stirring down there. Holidays are a bizarre time for events in the world because they're still happening. It's just that the way and the manner in which they are reported or not reported is strange. This, of course, is a traditional time for heads of governments to pull sneaky moves because they know no one's paying attention. Here in the Pacific Northwest around Cascadia, many listeners will recall the former Secretary of State candidate Newt Bueller running against Kate Brown and his campaign. He is running again. He's running for the Oregon House this time. Yep, that's true. Former Republican Secretary of State candidate Bueller announced yesterday that he is going to run for the Oregon legislature. Bueller he builds himself as a representative of the voices of downstate people, his Bend House district being vacated by Representative Jason Conger. Earlier this month, Conger himself is running in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. He's making an effort to unseat Senator Jeff Merkley, leaving that position free. And Bueller, of course, always on the lookout for these types of opportunities, moves straight in. Apparently, it doesn't matter to Bueller whether he is Secretary of State or whether he is in the Oregon legislature. It's odd to me how desperate some of the Republican candidates appear to be. They'll take absolutely any position of power that seems likely to fall in their lap, and at the same time loudly decrying how much they hate government and how they're going to reduce government to nothing. And government is the problem, not the solution. And yet they'll do pretty much anything to secure pretty much any seat in the government. Bueller said in his press release that he planned to prioritize funding for education and infrastructure if he wins. Yeah, that's right. He doesn't say some of the other things that he plans to do. And if this campaign for the Oregon seat on the Oregon legislature pans out, I imagine that the platform this time around will look oddly similar to the Secretary of State platform that he launched last time. The race, of course, to replace Congress is going to be a hot one. Democrats have a slim 2,000 voter registration edge over Republicans in the district right now, and it's a huge district. Covers Central Bend, the district, and it's strange demographics down around that area. That the district went solidly for Barack Obama in the 2012 election. During the same election, Bueller lost his bid to unseat Secretary of State Kate Brown, as he mentioned before, and no Democrats have filed to run for the seat. And so we'll watch that one very carefully. Funny, isn't it, that people who despise the government will do pretty much anything to get into it. We are still watching as of November 21st, when the Bureau of Land Management notified the public that the proposed two-year closure of 15 miles of public roads in the Roseburg Bureau of Land Management District had found no significant impact in closing the area to public access. No official appeals are filed, other than that the closure begins on December 24th. What that means is that the six-month-old White Castle tree sit will be closed to public access to ensure that the forest is cut without hindrance to loggers. Cascadia Forest Defenders remains in White Castle despite the closure and will continue to protect the ecosystem being destroyed. We've got to watch that one. December 24th coming up. That's the big date. That's, of course, the White Castle tree sit. And we'll have a lot more on that as the date approaches. Carrying out tree sits in this day and age, not only the dangers multiply with draconian laws building up to make it more and more of a question of one's personal freedom when one takes it upon oneself to put your life on the line in many respects in defense of the environment. So support of the people involved in White Castle tree sit, here's to you. And finally, from the around a 62-year-old man, we have to get this in because it is, of course, the beginning of December, and the news is going to keep getting sillier as the month progresses. This first, a 62-year-old man with a bushy white beard who played Santa Claus at a Massachusetts mall has been charged with groping a teenager playing an elf and barred from the shopping center, the Santa Claus, that is, not the elf. The pair worked at a center photo booth and at a Hanover Mall in Massachusetts. The incident said to have occurred last Saturday afternoon when Herbert Jones was sitting in his Santa chair, allegedly reached up and pinched the buttocks of an 18-year-old woman dressed in an elf costume. The woman told officers that the 275-pound mall Santa told her in the past I wish you were a few years older and I was younger. That Santa Claus is not supposed to express those sorts of wishes. He's not supposed to express any wishes whatsoever. People sitting on his lap are supposed to express their wishes. And, of course, the case drags on, as we love to say. More and more is coming out. Thank you, Edward Snowden. We don't know where you are, and that's far the best for you. Norman Sullivan has come out with a piece saying that that Israel is still overplaying its hand, and indeed, to continue the metaphor, holds plenty of U.S. cards. It seems extraordinary that Benjamin Netanyahu, despite the whole world watching, continues with his insistence that an accord achieved with Iran is a bad thing. The Iranian people are wonderful people, and they want nothing more than to be friends, as it were. I mean, the people-to-people with the American people. So his position is looks more and more specious as things progress. What's going on, though, is that in Kathy Kelly, late 2012 and early 2013, there was, as you may recall, the flotillas that attempted to break the barricade against Gaza. There is right now, there took place this past weekend, a duvet project which was designed and aimed to make and deliver heavy wool stuffed coverlets free of charge to families in need of warmth and in Kabul. This is again Kathy Kelly. Last year, the Afghan Peace Volunteers and the Women's Sewing Cooperative hosted the event and worked hard to create and distribute 2,000 duvets. This again this year. This was a project that happened this past weekend, and there will be further efforts to send these types of desperately needed supplies to people in Afghanistan and throughout the winter months. So the Pentagon's gone out and approved a record sale of advanced arms to countries at war. Today's high-tech weapons manufacturers are enjoying record sales. The State Department's military assistance report stated that it had approved nearly $45 billion in arms shipments, and will no doubt be very soon aware of exactly the destinations of those armaments. This has been a Cascadia War, Monday, December 2nd, 2013. Kathleen Stevenson engineered the show today. Thanks, Kathleen. Kathleen Stevenson is also, of course, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.
Good morning and welcome to Locus Focus. I'm Barbara Bernstein, your host for this weekly conversation about our place on the planet. Before we go to our main interview this morning, we're going to spend a few minutes hearing a report from Eastern Oregon, where protesters spent last night trying to blockade a megaload of massive machinery being shipped from the port of Umatilla to the tar sands operations in northern Alberta. We have Michael Caskill of Portland Rising Times.